Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Friday, April 12th at Keeneland. Todd Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And it's Maker's Mark Mile Day. That grade one fixture on the spring calendar is the ninth race on the Friday card, third leg of the late pick four that we're going to take a look at. And Jim joins me now to start with race seven, which starts the pick four and is also a stake, the FanDuel Limestone at 5.5 on the turf for three-year-old fillies. We're hoping these two stakes races and the other one that's scheduled are able to stay on the turf. The rain, I think, is supposed to move out on Friday, but it's been, Jim, a bunch of rain on Wednesday and Thursday for that turf course.
Yeah, we took them off Wednesday and Thursday just as precautions. We've taken a lot of rain. The turf course drains very well, though. So if the rain ends early Friday morning, I think we'll be fine.
Good.
So let's handicap them like we're on the turf anyway.
Yeah, that's the plan. So we'll start with the Limestone. Who do you like?
I thought this one was very well matched. The horse is 4-1, ninth is Pie. I'm not even going to use because the horse, Kelsey Danner, coming out of a stakes race at Turfway, but no turf form at all. She may run as well on this turf course as she did it on the synthetic, but I just don't like a horse that hasn't done anything on turf. So I'm going to fade the favorite here. I'm going to go with Pipsy from the Woodford Thoroughbreds barn. Horses raced in Ireland against what we would think would be better competition than what she's going to face here. Won a stakes race over there and on the synthetic, but had good turf form prior to that. So Flavian Pratt takes them out. Lots of reasons to like Pipsy in here, but I'd like four other horses almost as well. Crimson Advocate for George Weaver, coming out of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint last year, was almost on the lead at last call and only got beat 2.5. Tupi for Graham Motion, coming out of the Sandpiper at Tampa. Before that, three good, decent turf races, including ran the Jessamine here last year on a good turf course. Didn't run that well, but went out as the favorite. So Tupi's got a lot of back class. Amidst Waves, the other George Weaver that gets Red Ortiz to ride, coming out of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint as well. So those two horses have been off since November and December, respectively, but I think they all have a shot in here. And then Kodiak Wintergreen is my long shot. I don't think you're going to get 15-1 on this horse. Rusty Arnold ran this horse, almost $500,000 at Kentucky Downs last year and went off at 2-1. So another one off a long layoff, but lots of speed. Ran well at Saratoga last summer. Rusty Arnold always likes to win at Keeneland. So I'm going to go five deep in here. And I think this is as well-matched a race as we have all day long on Friday.
End up going for a little bit of a price here in Foxy Cleopatra, who's 2-2, excellent speed. And this is a top turf trainer, Larry Ravelli, who had two fills last year on the Derby Trail. And he uses his go-to rider, Jareth Loveberry, here. And if the race should come off the turf, the horse is by Munnings, and that's a great mud sire. But I think Foxy Cleopatra could have a shot to take him wire to wire in here. I'm going to use both of the Weaver horses, Amidst Waves and Crimson Advocate, both coming out of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. A lot of back class there. It's just the layoff is a question, and not great post positions either. And then Pipsy, got to use that one with the European form and Pratt riding. And I think I'm going to stop there when we get to the pick four, just for budgetary reasons on the ticket construction on the pick four. But Tupi would have been the next one I would go to in the FanDuel Limestone. The eighth race is a allowance race. Non-winners of two lifetime, essentially, they're going 7 furlongs on the main track. It's four-year-olds and up. I took Suncroft. Horse debuted with a win by more than 8 lengths and then was second with a wide trip. By Arrogate, so should like some added distance. And it's Cox and Judmont and Jose Ortiz. So Suncroft for me. Tunisian Spring for the Ward Barn. Won here at 7 furlongs in October and then had a second at Churchill. So good form for that one. Classic Legacy for Billmont. The March 10th effort at Gulfstream was very solid. An 89 buyer figure for a runner-up effort. And this one kept some good company last year. So it's those three for me. I'll put Suncroft on top. How about you?
I took Tunisian Spring on top. Wesley's already won 3 races at Keeneland through Sunday. And this one, back-to-back 90 buyers. And one of them at Keeneland at 7 furlongs and won by 3.25 when he broke his maiden. Wesley gets them ready for this meet. I'm going to take a shot here. I like this horse as well as any horse in the four races. So I'm going to single Tunisian Spring. Suncroft has two great races, again, on the synthetic at Turfway. I think this is asking a lot to jump up into allowance race off that optional 25 winner at Turfway, but had an 86 buyer. I just got to believe that this one is a notch below Brad's best horses, and I think Tunisian Spring is probably better. The other horse I might use is in a trifecta is Brittany Russell's horse Magic Express for Luis Saez. Very impressive aqueduct breaking his maiden by 4 3/4 on March the 9th. But Tunisian Spring for me in the eighth race, and hopefully I'll take a stand here and go deep otherwise.
Brings us to the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile. Always a fantastic race. They will go with four-year-olds and up here at the one-mile distance on the Keeneland Turf Course, which will certainly have some level of give to it. You've got great international star and Master of the Seas that's going to be the heavy favorite in here, but making his first start of the year. How do you see the Maker's Mark Mile, Jim?
Well, I think you either single Master of the Seas or you go quite a bit deeper, hoping that he's going to need a race. He's 8-for-16 lifetime, including a very close second in the Turf Mile here last fall. Got beat by up to the mark in one of the best races of the fall. So I can't see Master of the Seas not being ready for this. Charlie Appleby always has him ready. But at 4-5, I'm going to try to play a little bit against him. I'm going to use Integration for Suge McGahee. This horse went off as a 6-5 favorite in the Pegasus Turf Invitational back in January, off a win at the Hill Prince and at Aqueduct, and ran very well, got beat length in the 3/4 to Warm Heart and I'm Very Busy, who came back and won. So Integration, if he moves forward, perhaps could pull the upset in here. Emmanuel for Todd Pletcher has had 100 buyer in the poker at Belmont at a mile, so has enough in this in his tank to at least challenge if Master of the Seas doesn't quite bring his A game. And then I'm going to use the other Charlie Appleby. Sometimes Charlie ships him over here, and Naval Power got really good and won at Maidan in the UAE on February 23rd, and that was a preview day for the Dubai World Cup. And he ships him over here, obviously on the same plane that Master of the Seas was on, but he got a 117 time form rating in that race in Dubai, and if he's gotten that much better, he's 10-1, and Master of the Seas is 4-5. I'm not going to let him get by at a 10-1 price. So I'm going to use those. I have heard that DuJour is going to scratch for Bob Baffert. I don't have that official, but I did hear that yesterday, so I'm not using that horse.
I am essentially singling Master of the Seas, and I say that because I'm going to give myself one shot to beat him. I think he's the very likely winner, but it is a surface that is going to be less than firm, and he's coming off a layoff. So in case he's a little vulnerable, I'm going to take a shot with a horse that's 8-1, Emmanuel. This horse won at Gulfstream on March the 2nd off a layoff with a 97 buyer, so it's a really nice figure. It's Irad Ortiz, Windstar, Sienna Farm combo there in the ownership line. And they picked this spot out knowing the competition they were likely to face. Horse ran in this race last year, got off to a bad start, never really had a chance. So the fact that they elected to show up here and had one good prep effort for it suggests that they think they've got a shot. So I think this horse on his best day would have a shot, especially if you get Master of the Seas maybe at a little less than his best. So I'm going to take those two. I'm going to give myself one shot to beat Master of the Seas. If I went deeper, I'd certainly take a look at Integration for the reasons you mentioned for Suge McGahee, and you get Frankie Dettori, who's been hot lately, and the Chad Brown horse that was the runner-up in that Pegasus Turf race that Integration comes out of came back to run sensationally down at the fairgrounds. And then speaking of Chad Brown, Kubrick would be worth a look in his second U.S. start, and I just think it's a step up in class, but I don't think he's going to be 20-1, and you never know what he might be coming into Chad Brown's barn. But I'm just going to go Emmanuel and Master of the Seas on my pick four ticket. The last race is a starter allowance, 3 and up at a mile and a 16th. You've got several of these horses that have been competing against each other down at the fairgrounds. I ended up going to Gilded Kraken for a little bit higher price. Horse has steadily improved since being claimed by the McGee barn. The last race was his best race, Midnight Raid. has a good record, 2 wins, 3 seconds, and 11 starts, so been pretty consistent. Lips Say Bliss, I think, is dangerous. 4 starts, 2 wins, a second, and a third. One on debut at Churchill. Laughing All the Way. Fits with these off that Fairgrounds form. And then Washington's Union, I'm going to throw on the ticket just out of respect for the Phil Simms barn. They seem to point their horses to run their, some peak efforts at Keeneland, so I'm going to throw that one on the ticket as well and go 5 deep when we get to the pick 4. Gilded Kraken on top in this starter allowance for me. How about you?
Well, I didn't use that horse, but you make a good case. I went 5 deep in here, Laughing All the Way for Michelle Lovell, Midnight Raid, coming out of that for Norm Cassie. Coming out of that race at Fairgrounds, they ran 1-2. And, you know, they both got a shot in here. Lips Say Bliss, the 85 buyer last time out at Oaklawn for Robert Medina and Tyler Gaffleon. I'm going to use a horse you didn't mention. I thought you would because you like Eduardo Caramori. Stop the Spread is 15-1 morning line, and the horse is only 2 for 21 lifetime. And this is a step up in class because he did run for an open 25,000 last time out of Aqueduct. But Caramori can spring some upsets here, and I think Rosario at 15-1 is worth a flyer here if he goes off at close to that price. And then the last one I'm using just because I read Ortiz is riding the 10 horse, and he seems to win on horses that are between 5-1 a lot. And I cannot pronounce the 10 horses. Ejtimaa. I have no idea how to pronounce that. It doesn't have enough vowels in it. Anyway, Mike Dini's horse.
Part of the reason I didn't pick
Ortiz.
Him.
Pardon me?
Part of the reason I didn't pick him.
Yeah, I started not to pick it, but I saw Ired was riding it, so I can't pronounce it, but it's a 10 horse with Ired Ortiz. So leave that one on your ticket if you don't mind. So going to go 5 deep in here. I would say if I had to pick one, Midnight Raid would be my favorite, but I think it's a wide open race.
All right, daily double tickets. I'm going to do the 5th race. Assuming this stays on the turf, I'm going to take the 1 and 5. The 1's a little bit of a price. And then play 9-2-12, my top 3 in the 6th race. $5 doubles for that would be $30. And hopefully catch a little bit of a price on the front end. How about you?
I'm going to use the 7th and 8th races. And I'm going to use the 2 George Weaver horses in the 7th, which is the FanDuel Limestone. Crimson Advocate and the Best Wave, so it's a 10-12. Back to my pick in the 8th race, which is Tunisian Spring, the 11. So 10-12 with 11 for a $10 double wheel.
All right, best of luck on your plays on the Friday card. We'll be back for the next edition of the In the Money podcast to look at a great day on Saturday when you've got the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley and the Grade 3 Stone Street Lexington for the last stop on the road to the Kentucky Derby. So that'll be coming up on Saturday. Good luck today. Make sure you fund your Keeneland Select account if you can't get out to the races. And we'll see you next time for the Saturday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.